Welcome to the Borough of Poole Arts Service podcast. In this series, you'll be hearing from some of the people who make use of the services on offer, as well as from some of the wonderful carers and volunteers who make so much of the work we do possible. My name is Vicky, and in this episode, you'll be hearing from some of the people involved in one of our regular tea dances. But first, you may be wondering what the arts has got to do with our health. There is a wealth of evidence to suggest that getting involved in creative and cultural activities with other people can be really good for our health and sense of well-being. Don't just take my word for it. Let's hear from the Arts Programme Manager at the Arts Service, Anna Shields.
A few years ago, we ran an Arts and Health programme that was funded by the Arts Council. It was quite a big piece of work, and there were 7 or 8 projects within that. And we evaluated that quite thoroughly. We had an external evaluator. They looked at people's journey through the projects. Some people were doing photography, they were doing dance, they were doing drama, animation, and a number of different arts initiatives. And we tracked people, so we looked at where people were at the beginning of the project, how they scored their general well-being, and what their expectations were of getting involved in an arts project. And then we revisited that when they'd been taking part in activities for 12 weeks. We did a follow-up 6 months later as well, and we could see the improvement in people's confidence. People rated their well-being higher. There was a general trend towards people feeling more content, more confident. Little things like sleeping better, having a bit more energy, those kind of things that are all about, that they're all indicators of our well-being, I think. So we were able to see that people's health and well-being had improved within 12 weeks of taking part in the project. And then even after 6 months, there was still an improvement. Yeah, there may be all kinds of factors that contribute to our well-being, not just going to a weekly photography club, but we could see that there was a sustained improvement in people's emotional health and well-being as a result of having been involved in a project. I mean, this is only just one study, but it does show that getting involved in something that's in your community, that's with other people who are like-minded, so the social contact is hugely important, that's creative, that challenges you in some way, that, you know, gets you to do something new, but in a really safe and gentle way, and that allows you to be creative. It's that creativity, it's that getting lost in something, whether you're doing a drawing that totally absorbs you, or singing a song that you love and you're surrounded with other people singing as well, or whether you're doing some kind of dance activity. That flow, that kind of creativity, when you get really lost in it, that has a big impact, a big benefit for people.
In July 2017, an all-party parliamentary group released a report based on over 2 years of extensive research into arts, health and well-being. I spoke to journalist Christy Romer from Arts Professional about the findings of the report.
What was interesting to me actually was you look and you think, okay, so this is a recent phenomenon that it's only just beginning that people are starting to cotton on about the impact of dance to deal with people falling down or to build muscle memory or to address loneliness. But actually, it's been going on for a long time, and the Department for Health started looking at this with real vigor about 10 years ago. And since then, there have been a number of arts organizations specializing in this and really digging into it. And I think that's kind of the background on which this inquiry was built. One of the most interesting things for me really is the idea that doctors should really think differently about how they use the arts and what they pick up in the report. There's a traditional feeling that the arts is kind of fluff, that it's just a nice thing that you tack on that people might do in a community hall and it has no real medical benefit. But actually assessing all of this, the wealth of evidence, they realize actually there can be huge benefits in terms of addressing things that medication really can't focus on, like loneliness, like belonging, like strength. So they make lots of recommendations about, you know, even from the beginning when doctors are learning, they really should start thinking about, okay, it's not just medication. What can I do in terms of the community? How can I embed myself in the community by working with as many different types of groups as possible? And that comes through. And then also thinking about, okay, on a more strategic level, how can we work with arts organizations and the National Funder for the Arts, the Arts Council, to really further that agenda and make sure there's a holistic approach. And I think that's really the key there. It's about having a holistic approach to creating health instead of just fixing ill health. You know, what can we do working with the community, working with everything that's available to people of all ages, of all healthcare and well-being states, to make sure that they get as well as possible, as quickly as possible.
That was journalist Christy Romer talking about the findings from the Creative Health Report released in July 2017. The Borough of Poole has a long-established arts and health programme delivered in association with a range of local organisations. On offer is a variety of arts projects and events for a range of different people, including a choir for carers, group dance and exercise for older people, art workshops for people living with mental health needs, and activities for people living with dementia and their carers. This podcast is all about exploring the range of activities on offer. So on a hot July afternoon, I went to one of the regular tea dances. So today I'm here with Anna Shields, and we're at the Spire, which is in the centre of Poole High Street. And in the background, you can hear everyone setting up for a tea dance this afternoon.
So doors open at 3 o'clock. People pay on the doors. Some people have reserved tables if they're coming in a group. Say we've got a couple of groups from care homes. And then we stop at about 10 to 4 for tea, coffee and very generous slices of cake. We have about a 20-minute break and then music starts and everyone is back on the floor again.
I caught up with Anne, who works at one of the local care homes.
My name's Anne Smith. I'm an activity coordinator at the Laurels and Pine Lodge. And we come to all the tea dancers, either here or the lighthouse. Our residents, we've got a mixture of elderly dementia, and they love it, as you can see. With dementia, they remember music. They might forget everything else, but they remember a song, and that's what it's all about, just keeping them happy, keeping the little grey cells going, and that's what they do, and it's great.
The staff do a great job to ensure everyone has a good time and takes lots of photographs, and I noticed a real response from everyone. People were tapping their toes and joining in when they could.
We know our residents extremely well, so we know, yes, they can do this. We've brought residents here in wheelchairs, and like another home over there got somebody up in a wheelchair. We've done that before today. It doesn't matter, you know, what you can do, what your abilities are, as long as you enjoy it. That's what it's about, isn't it? And they talk to each other, you know, and we've got two homes, but together, one's at the end of the drive, so we've got the Laurels at the top and Pine Lodge at the end of the drive. So we've got mixture for two. So we try to get them together as much as we can, and this is a great place to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need your help. We'd love you to sing.
The tea dances are supported by a few wonderful volunteers who get as much out of the experience as the guests. Let's hear from one of those volunteers, Edna.
I mime at weddings and I really don't have any rhythm when I'm learning to dance. For me, it's social. I'm a people person, so it's about enabling people to enjoy themselves and socialising and having a piece of cake. And yes, this is so beneficial. Gets me out the house, and the only criteria I ask of people is just smile. Don't have to dance. I don't dance. Smile.
There is an interval which gives everyone a chance to have a cup of tea or coffee and a slice of cake. I spoke to one of the volunteers who baked some of those delicious cakes.
I'm Chris Vernon. I'm one of the volunteers here and also was one of the project leaders for the building. Well, what the Spire is that there was 5 Methodist churches in Poole, and we decided to come down to one congregation and we would have one church used. And we decided, because this was right in the centre of Poole, that we would use the old High Street Church, which we've renamed the Spire, brought it up as a community hub as well as a church. And these cakes are all been made by ourselves here in the cafe, or by people that we have. There's some that I've made, there's some that other chef Jerry has made. Coffee is mine, ginger and the almond slice. All homemade for today.
So after the break, it's back on the dance floor for the second half.
We have a special guest star who's with us today, Mr. Kurt Stewart.
Quick step, ladies and gentlemen.
Bert has been singing for 68 years and still provides great entertainment.
I went and saw the film The Jolson Story when I was 16 and I was bitten by the bug. Well, I do a sing-along. I do things like Bless Your Beautiful Hide, songs from the shows, ballads, Nat King Cole. Barry Como. Reminiscing, really. That's what it's about. As soon as the music starts, their old faces light up. They love it then. And I do, I like to think I'm helping people, I hope, anyway.
That was singer Bert, who often performs a selection of classic numbers with the wonderful live music, which is performed by a trio from the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you, Bert. Thank you, everybody. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Tea dances happen every month and are a great way to have fun, socialise and get some exercise. You can find out when and where the next one will be held on the Borough of Poole website. Thank you so much for listening to the Borough of Poole Arts Service podcast. If you'd like to hear more, click on the podcast link on this page.